I have been under the assault of psychic aggressors again lately. Well, I guess I should say that I don't know if they are aggressors or not, but the motivation seems anger or malice, which may or may not be justified, and the desired effect is fear and control. I'm not sure why they are making a special effort at control right now, considering I have been quite well under control. The ability of these outside others to cause links between the senses, the touch of a feather on the skin, where no feather is present, or the smell of a flower, when no source of that smell is present. The key problem is accepting the connection because the sensation isn't bad. Allows for that same entity to more easily connect again, and some of these are liars and mischief makers, willing to pretend sweetness to bridge the gap and turning sour to cause distress. Butterflies are pleasant things who live their lives in harmony, but a moth causes wanton destruction, and the difference between them may not be realized. Cyber Savior version 1, completely handwritten Hamill, had a large focus on the idea of radical empathy. From 1 to version 2, ocean-based, and version 2 to version 3, Muffet-based. Version 3.1 is now live at time of posting. All but a few references have been lost. The dictionary version one had was one of the things which could not be pulled from the ashes. There is still enough remaining that it should be understandable even to a competent archivist. I have not been assaulted by rogue magical girls since sometime near the middle of version 2. I had ascribed this not having made an effort at restoring the full clear picture of radical empathy, its concept, structure, uses, etc. But let's try to reconstruct a clear picture rather than the disconnected one which exists at the present. Because if I'm to be attacked by it anyway, as it is an infinitely rediscoverable truth of our reality, it can't be hidden completely. I may as well make it understandable to others on this wavelength. Just try not to be an asshole about it. Radical empathy is the preview of the magical girl. These are the ways I choose to call a specific phenomenon, and those who use it. I believe for those who exist here, they are the labels which make the most sense. But to be clear, there are other names for both of these, ones that have different connotations, preconceptions, and most importantly, ideals. Magical girl is how it should be used. Dark magical girl is how it can be abused. And the power they use is empathetic linking, taken to its most extreme, radically. Radical empathy is the process of feeling, hearing, seeing, tasting the same emotions and sensations as another. It can happen naturally. It can also be cultivated to happen at will. The more skilled users of this can choose a target by face, profile picture, name, voice snippet, etc., and reconstruct their present reality to mirror the targets and experience what they are experiencing. Once linked, they can also force the target to experience what they experience. Thus, messages can be passed from magical girl to target or vice versa. A link is made by closing off the sensations of all. Returning to a null space, then selectively generating a construct of an experience through conscious visualization, the most adept being able to do it all within their mind, and the inexperienced able to get a feel for it by using some helpers. Playing a song the target is listening to, tasting a flavor the target is tasting, lighting the same candle the target is burning, using the same hygiene products, etc. The reason this works is a matter of server load. Those individuals in the same state share the state instance. They don't have individual copies of a vibe, rather they ride the exact same vibration and overlay their consciousness, perspective, relationship to that vibration experience, etc., on top of the root vibration experience. These vibrations are temporally asynchronous. Thus, it is possible to be in an experience in the present which the target will yet experience, or has already experienced. Since this is a universal, there will likely be countless others who share that experience beyond the specific target. Techno-capital fights this trend of atemporal linking through the minor modifications of ubiquitous products over time. Think fashion trends, seasonal scents, etc. This linking is used mostly deliberately by the homogeneous application of cultural hallmark. Trademarked scents, flavors, sounds, which forcibly place large swaths of the populace on the same and similar experience levels, and premium versions of the same, to attempt at forcibly removing themselves from the levels of the general population. A person can attempt to make their lived experiences theirs by using unique combinations of these sensory experiences. However, this kind of attempt merely filters out others, making such a person an easier target to access directly. there is simply less noise. This, however, is mostly only useful for the unaware. A magical girl is able to construct a path to that experience through radical empathy. Then those other aspects of the experience only serve to tell the magical girl more. The smell of juniper, the flavor of vanilla, the sound of water splashing on stones,